live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's good to be here. My name is Doug Owen. I'm your host and senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. This is my radio show where we talk about stuff. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is the place is Blacklisted Radio and RepublicBroadcasting.org. You can find us all over the internet. You can text us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 512-222-3067. And BlacklistedRadio.com is the hub. It's the mothership. It's where you can find everything that you need to be part of the show. And, of course, we put it out there for free to just about every podcatching device that you could imagine. If you've got a smartphone, might not be making you smarter, but you can listen to the show. It may be spying on you. It absolutely is. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. There's a lot of things I want to get into. Just got back from what I consider to be a well-deserved mini vacation. Spent 3 days down at the Texas Gulf Coast. Couldn't have been a worse weekend to do it. Couldn't even see the beach. It was covered with waves, shooting up about 5 or 6 feet. Big white caps. Not a good day unless you were out in the bay fishing, which was not why I was there. I was taking a 3-year-old and a almost 4-month-old. And I planned on flying kites and doing that kind of thing. And then we had a 3-hour power outage. That was nice during a Saturday. So my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they left. They didn't want to gamble the night away, hoping that we were going to have water. And when you're on the Texas Gulf Coast, guess what? No water equals, or no power equals no water. So we did not have any water pressure. And 4-month-old baby, and that creates issues. So, I got away from the headlines. I brought myself back here. Tonight, delved into a ton of news, published over 20 articles just in a short amount of time. And if you're wondering why there wasn't a lot of publication over the weekend, it's because I could not make this laptop tether to my stupid cell phone that's spying on me, and I couldn't make that technology come together. So our backup plan was my friend Dan, and you know who you are. Another editor here on BlacklistedNews.com. And, well, as he said in his text message, I spaced it off, man. So it's all right. Ken's our producer. Dan, it's okay. It's really okay. There was no shortage of crazy things when I got back to the command center here deep, deep inside the bunker. And the first story that, of course, is striking, if you haven't heard about this from the Daily Mail. Aaron Hernandez, former Patriots national football player, committed suicide. Most of you know that. It's been a big national story, at least here in the United States, where people love football, professional football especially, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. And if they could get 366 days of football, some people would do that. So it's a big story. Aaron Hernandez, allegedly, wink, wink, killed a bunch of people, even maybe going back to his days in Miami. And so, yeah, there was a big hoopla. He was actually recently, he was getting his charges, some of these crimes, actually dismissed. It seemed like an odd time for him to commit suicide. So there's definitely several takes on this, one of which that's pretty popular is that by killing himself, he was never formally charged, and that the New England Patriots, the football team that he played for, would have to pay out to his daughter. People have looked at these suicide notes that went to his family and his alleged prison gay lover, and there's definitely some forensic questions about the validity of this. Independent researchers, several that I've seen, have at least brought forward that they did not believe that Aaron Hernandez drew all of these. So put the icing on the all-seeing eye on the capstone of the Illuminati. Aaron Hernandez drew Illuminati symbols on prison cell wall with his blood before hanging himself. I know it's low-hanging fruit, but some of the comments at blacklistednews.com really do do the story justice. Of course, you know, the question is, you know, was he part of the Illuminati? And I think that that's probably obviously a big no. If you're killing yourself inside of a prison cell, you're definitely not above the law. You're not one of the chosen few. But this comes from the Daily Mail. We'll just read it. Aaron Hernandez scrawled Illuminati symbols on the wall of his prison cell in his own blood before he hanged himself. It has been claimed. Disgraced NFL star found dead at the Sousa Baranowski Corrections Center in Massachusetts back on April 19th. He left suicide notes for his daughter, fiance, and alleged gay prison lover, and also had left opened his Bible to John 3:16. So when prison guards found him that morning, they also found symbols of the word Illuminati written in block capitals on the wall. Hernandez had also begun to draw a pyramid, a common symbol among followers of the Enlightened group, but did not finish it, the network reports. He had also drawn an oval with rays coming out of it, a symbol which is designated, according to the Daily Mail, to represent the all-seeing eye of God, Horus, whoever. Investigations also found K2, a synthetic form of marijuana, in the star cell. Interestingly enough, the toxicology report said that he had not used K2, the synthetic form of marijuana. So, you know, it kind of looks like somebody may have staged a scene. I don't have a lot of perspective here, other than maybe this guy is absolutely crazy, has been watching too many Jay-Z movies, and or has, you know, been listening to maybe Tupac, Killuminati, I think was one of the name of them, Killuminati, something like that. No, I'm butchering it. But there's a lot of pop culture, and especially, you see, I mean, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Katy Perry, pop references to the Illuminati. It's on your dollar, the all-seeing eye. And so you have to wonder, though. It's pretty weird. Eddie Sachs wrote, a Charles Manson / Jay-Z wannabe, or did the discovery of the synthetic pot and Illuminati symbols appear after his body was discovered? Call me a cynic, but a high-profile case like this has the direct implication of obvious illegal collusion, especially, you know, when it comes to the jail guards. You know, he may have run afoul of them and found himself prison shanked or assassinated by a prison guard. I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time. And apparently he'd already killed another guy in prison. So obviously he was probably getting along with most of the staff at the correctional facility. So, you know, that's a great point. I think a lot of times people see these stories and they think, oh, you know, this is just something to demonize conspiracy theorists, or this is the way to, or the people that just buy that. I'm like, ooh, maybe he's part of the Illuminati. At the same time, it's a great way to diminish your message. You know, and I was watching, I don't know why I click on these things sometimes, but Alex Jones had a press conference, and he was addressing the mainstream media, basically talked to him for 28 minutes, kind of lambasted them, and went on a, you know, one of his Alex Jones type diatribes, you know, and started quoting the Constitution and mainstream media, and the global elite will be defeated, and that freedom will overpower, and that we will find our destiny within the stars, exploring the constellations. I mean, you know where it goes. You know where it goes if you ever listen to Alex Jones, whether you like him, hate him, or are indifferent. Always something there to garner. But, you know, the whole thing surrounds his children, and I saw the Daily Beast attacking him, saying, you know, we asked the father, one of the Sandy Hook victims, what they thought about Alex Jones. Is, and they're like, oh, well, I hope it hurts. And, you know, you really think about that. It's like, well, I mean, if if my kid was murdered, and people said all sorts of horrible things, you did it. Imagine somebody accusing you online of killing your own child. Something like that. I mean, some horrendous situation. And the media says some things that are insensitive. Maybe there's conspiracy theorists, quote unquote, that are out there that would bash you, would come after you online. Yeah, it would hurt. It would hurt, but only if you read that. I mean, how many people really sit around and read what other people say about them? I mean, I do to a certain point, only in that, you know, I do a public, you know, show. I do a podcast, and really the best way and the most effective and way to get the show out there is through social media, which are huge echo chambers in some cases, but they just invite people to critique. You know, that's the whole interaction, the social, you know, clicking and whatnot, starring and liking and thumbs upping and, you know, getting trends going and all those things, going supernova viral on the internet, which, I mean, shows really, you know, how much the whole media industry has changed in the last, you know, 15 years. Alex Jones addressed some of that stuff. But, you know, you definitely see the transition to this idea where the internet's the wild, wild west. If it's not, you know, child exploitation, human trafficking, international, you know, criminal activities, you name it, there's a reason why the internet has to remain dangerous. And now we have a place where you have free exchange of ideas between just about anyone. And well, it looks like the Trump administration may make that a little bit harder. Got some interesting things. Rince Priebus said the president is eyeing changing press laws. Thanks to CNN's fake news, in an effort to fight the scourge of fake news, the president is eyeing making changes to libel laws, which would target news agencies with lawsuits for publishing fake news. So, you know, you put out an article of Angelina Jolie having, you know, sex with an ape and having an ape baby or something like that, then you know, something you'd see on the National Enquirer, you can legally and easily sue somebody. So changing these laws is very dangerous. And I'll talk about that a little bit. By placing a standard which would be enforced by who? The fake news czar. The government will basically eliminate the freedom of press that we have today. People are allowed to talk to witnesses anonymously, for better or worse. Most times better, and you can understand why. But they can you know, make charges and reasonable allegations against very powerful and rich people. That's very important because very powerful and rich people, well, when they do bad things, they have a tendency to try to hide it. And they have more money and influence and power within the establishment to do that. I mean, poor people just can't rent a congressman from time to time. Really well-off people absolutely can. So there's always that problem there. So the free press, as we have it in this country today, as it is demanded under the U.S. Constitution, under the First Amendment, allows people to say just about anything, unless it endangers people. And that's where the interpretation of the Constitution always comes into play. And that's where the courts, judges, and politics enter into the equation as to what would be or would not be fake news. Now, big media corporations like Fox News have been burying all sorts of bodies for people like Bill O'Reilly for a long time. They can, you know, pay off people that wage lawsuits at their news media establishment for things that the hosts and or personnel, people working there, did personally. When it comes to Bill O'Reilly, nobody's going after him for, you know, all of the inaccuracies and, you know, warmongering other things that, I mean, I don't think you should go to jail for, but you should, you know, hold him accountable to, you know, his, and if you, I mean, regardless of, you know, whether you like Bill O'Reilly, he's one of these people that he has set a standard by being able to be this media icon that is being pushed by a lot of George Soros friends, family, and benefactors out of his position at Fox News. It means that anybody, no media person, is above the power of these groups. So I think it sends home a big message. And of course, you have the Sean Hannitys of the world. There's some that are probably above the law. I would say Michael Savage is in that realm. He could probably say just about anything, and he would still get traction. Rush Limbaugh may be above that, but they are waging this war against conservatives. So of course, conservatives will say, look, this is perfect. You know, CNN is fake news. Go after these guys, Donald Trump. Sue the crap out of them. Problem is, all of these news organizations, as I was mentioning, they have money to bury problems. Alternative media, people like myself, Republic Broadcasting, and even big people in the alternative media or independent media. Alex Jones, I mean, multimillionaires have a problem if this is changed. So, not a big fan. Not a big fan of it. Now, we know that Melania Trump, she went after Webster Tarpley. And he settled alongside the Daily Mail for making an accusation. And it wasn't even really an accusation. He said that it was rumored, and it actually is rumored, that she was a high-end sex worker. Now, Melania Trump probably won't come after this podcast for me saying that, because I'm just referencing what Webster Tarpley said and the Daily Mail published, and now they're paying, it was a pretty paltry sum. I mean, a lot of money to me, but probably not a lot of money to the Daily Mail. I'm sure it went into Dr. Webster Tarpley's pockets quite a bit. And you see, I mean, people in the White House directly going after the alternative media. You know, everybody loved Julian Assange when he was exposing Hillary Clinton. Now, not so much. That's a big takeaway this week. And, people are, well, I disagree with Donald Trump on this. I'm telling you, the deep swamp, this whole Russia thing may have pushed him into acquiescence, you know, learning to love the establishment, learning to love the swamp. When John McCain and, Paul Wolfowitz, one of the neocon architects, Israel firsters that had a very pro-Israeli, foreign policy, these policymakers were influential in the fabricating and staging the invasion or re-invasion into Iraq in 2003. There's press reports that, he's kind of, buttering up Donald Trump and talking with General McMasters, who, a lot of people have said is a hero because of all the things that he did and he exposed. But let me tell you, these guys are war hawks, and it's pretty simple. When you have a person that looks at everything militarily, and really, I mean, the whole doctrine you learn is to kill the enemy, to eradicate those that oppose you. It's not a good foreign policy, and it's not good that they're so chummy with all these neocons and Goldman Sachs bankers, and I don't know what more you want. All right, quick break. We'll be back on the other side. You want more Blacklisted Radio? It's on tap. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wanted more time to do what you always wanted to do, and now you got it, and I must be high to say goodbye.
All right, welcome back. That's right, all those nasty people out there saying nasty things about Trump may find themselves on the other end of a lawsuit. At least don't mess with Melania, unless you've got tens of thousands of dollars, which I don't. That's why I'm quoting Webster Tarpley rather than making the accusation myself, because quite honestly, it's a silly accusation. And, going out there and trying to promote yourself or bring more attention to the work that you do through, I don't know, just, talking to the Daily Mail about slutty topics and, dirty, raunchy gutter stuff is... It'll put you out there. I mean, and not in a good way. So, just wanted to mention this. Jeffrey Epstein. I've talked about this guy for a long, long time. Got a slap on the wrist. Trump's new Secretary of Labor let the Lolita Express billionaire off the hook quite quickly and easily. Now, we've talked about it. I just have to summate or give an intro to this guy. He's a Jewish multimillionaire billionaire, that was really good friends with Bill Clinton. He had over 10 phone numbers for him. He flew, that is Bill Clinton, to his private island where he had sex workers, sex slaves, and he had a plane that was affectionately named the Lolita Express, where he would ship around sex workers, some of them of their own free will, some a few underage, to wealthy businessmen. Has a weird temple on top of his island. If you ever look at it, he actually owns an island. Okay, so that's the kind of person I'm talking about. Donald Trump, said, and it's not even Donald Trump. It's a lot of people said that Donald Trump is going after the elite pedophiles, and we hear, rumblings within a lot of circles that, people in intelligence, people in the intelligence community know about this. They're sickened by this. Steve Pizniak, he is, he's quite simply one of the super spies from the mid 20th century. And he's been vocal about this coup d'etat and these people that have come out to shut down this crime family. And, it kind of ties into Pizzagate, probably some of the topics that I was banned on YouTube from monetizing, because you think Webster Tarpley is not brand safe. This show is definitely not brand safe. But I think that, the story kind of shows that narrative is, he's not going to put her in jail. He's not going to indict Hillary Clinton. He's not going to do a lot of things that people are excited about. And especially with this topic, Donald Trump mentioned on the campaign trail that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton had an island problem. He referenced Jeffrey Epstein and his friend's friendship with Bill Clinton. Joe Scarborough has also made comments about this is one of the biggest stories that people in media are talking about, but they're not talking about out there on their platforms, on their cable news shows. So, Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta confirmed to the position Thursday by the U.S. Senate is one in a string of disputed appointees to President Trump's cabinet, but this contention doesn't concern his politics. Rather, it centered on his lax treatment of billionaire Jeffrey Epstein and former Green Party candidate and U.S. Representative Cynthia McKinney is none too pleased with the confirmation, tweeting shortly after the news. He let Jeffrey Epstein off pedophilia charges with a wrist slap. Now he's Trump's Secretary of Labor. So, a woman that I voted for, proudly, don't feel that it was a waste of vote for all of you that are still stuck in that red-blue system. She's none too pleased. Neither am I, and I'm glad that Claire Burnish brought this to our attention. Quick break. You can be part of it, 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
I was a teenage anarchist, but the politics is just convenience. In the depths of their humanity, all I saw was Bundy's ideology.
When freedom, all right, welcome back to Blacklisted Radio. A lot of talk about Operation Gotham Shield. This NYC nuclear bomb drill sparked the worst conspiracy theories possible. Amid heightening tensions over the prospect of a third world war, the United States government will simulate a nuclear blast over Manhattan and New Jersey. The disaster preparedness bill, codenamed Gotham Shield, will commence yesterday, and this actually came out last week. And there's this, a contention by a lot of people that watch out when the government's doing drills, bad things happen, and every once in a while, real terrorist attack that just happens to look a lot like that drill, the exact thing they were prepping for, just happens to happen. I mean, that's the truth. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's just a warning to the wise that things like this do happen. Vigilant Guardian. We can talk about all the banking system updates and other things that were happening during 9/11, and of course all of the different drills simulating other terrorist attacks, hijackings at the same time at NORAD, CENTCOM. I mean, it's just for whatever reason it just happens. I don't know. So that came to this, there was a massive power outage in New York and California, LA, I think San Francisco or San Diego. And this correlation, people started freaking out. Is it terrorist? Is it cyber attackers? Because this is something that we've been prepped for a while. I mean, there's a lot of pop culture and media, movies and stuff that are that reference, you know, the power goes out and all of a sudden, you know, what happens? And you know, I mean, between a pole shift and a lot of other possibilities, earthquakes, you know, asteroid impacts. I mean, these kind of things. I mean, they're a risk. They're pretty low risk, but these ideas of impending doom and ultimately, you know, this zero day type event happening have been out there, and so people get really hyped up about it. And I read Reddit. I read a lot of you know, forums, even kind of shilly places like Above Top Secret. You know, I get feeds and aggregated news into what I call the hive mind system that we've created, where we just feed tons of news and look at it in an almost matrix-like way to you know, bring the best and definitely the most controversial things to blacklistednews.com. A story that really does show where we are today. You know, because of, you know, the impending terrorist attacks, because, you know, you never know when North Korea may launch a nuke. Never know what's going to happen out there, America. Be afraid. They could hit Hawaii tomorrow. I don't think they will, but, you know, that's not a very sexy prediction. People that make wild and usually bad predictions are very vague ones that can be interpreted to, I think something bad's going to happen next month. Oh, look, something bad happened next month. You know, I mean, there's a lot of those people that, you know, consider themselves to be a prophet. But the result is things like this. Cops detain entire school, illegally search / grope 900 kids, find nothing, parents furious. This is a real story that happened in Worth County, where the sheriff's office conducted an illegal search of 900 students in the name of the war on drugs. The rights violating, intrusive and aggressive pat downs and drug dog searches yield absolutely nothing. But you know, this is you know, a result of the ever expanding or never ending war on drugs. Something that people in the Trump administration, people I'm trying to think of his little redneck. Hey, now we need to go after the weeds. Weeds. Yeah, his name slips my mind. He's one of his appointees. Jeff Sessions. Thank you. Thank you, chat room. And hello to all of you in there. You can join the bastards at blacklistedradio.com. I was late to the game there, messing with the computer. The result may be not that they go after legal pot. I think a lot of people, once they realize that there is another huge financing mechanism behind it, will get on board. And, you know, you have the police unions, you have Anheuser-Busch, InBev, a lot of corporations in the alcohol industry, especially, you know, not you know, independent breweries, but, you know, a lot of the big-time multinationals that, you know, help support the war on drugs. They see the diminishing returns. They see and are frankly frightened in places like Colorado to see alcohol consumption being reduced to, you know, estimate. I don't know. I mean, is the science is questionable always to me, but they're saying huge amounts of reduction in alcohol related fatalities, not to mention, you know, substance abuse, people that are going into rehab and whatnot. So, I mean, I read a big article about it. I read one on the Wall Street Journal, of all places, about you know, the alcohol industry freaking out about the loss of revenue. So it's really about money. The war on drugs has always been about really two things, and that is turning average citizens for things that are seemingly pretty. Yeah, I say seemingly. I mean, there's always a danger in anything. I mean, you eat a donut, it's fine. Eat 500 donuts a day, it's a bad deal. you can, they might have to cut you out of your house. It'd be a real situation. You know, same thing with alcohol. Same thing with, I would imagine, marijuana, cannabis, or any other thing that you consume for recreational enjoyment, whether it's coffee, tea, anything. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they, I don't know how caffeine escaped the FDA Gestapo, but that's what the war on drugs has yielded. That's really the takeaway for me on this story, is that the police have been militarized and don't mind violating people's rights, especially children. To find, you know, drugs. You can justify just about anything in the war of drugs. And, you know, really, it's it. If anything, the people that are using and abusing them are ultimately victims. Victims of, I mean, look at how the mainstream media, I mean, the movie industry glorifies and promotes the consumption of cannabis. You know, it's joked about and talked about. I remember that 70s show when I was a little bit younger, and, you know, it was all pot humor. Well, you know, you look at the amount of people that have tried marijuana in this country. Somewhere in the realm of 80% of people admit, those are that admit to at least one time trying it. So these things have created this industry around the war on drugs. It's racist. Came out of Nixon's want to put down to get rid of Democrats, especially. But not only that, but his racist views shared by many in going after the African American community and going after the poor. It was based in racism. I mean, prohibition itself. I mean, all the early propaganda films. I mean, the famous one, Reefer Madness, is, I mean, it's as racist as it gets. It makes the Latino guys want to go after your white women. Oh, do you need? We need to get rid of it. Yeah, you look at the propaganda of yesteryear. It seems so silly. It seems so ridiculous. I think the one thing I hope is that when people see the propaganda today and what people were saying, when they hear people like, I don't know, Scott Pelley and David Muir and others propagating lies and disseminating silliness, and people have a better context and understanding of what was truly happening, that they'll laugh. They'll be like, those stupid people. God, back in 2017, Americans were gullible. It wasn't just Americans. I mean, people in general were gullible. The government had a good stranglehold on this. And that's why, you know, I think it's kind of frustrating, because you meet people that just cannot make that connection. That, yes, manipulation, public relations, propaganda, all those things are just ways to convince you. I mean, it's just sales tactics. You know, it seems, I think a lot of people make it seem that it's more devious and horrific than it really is. I mean, you know, people try to sell everything. People try to sell themselves. Have you ever gone to a job interview, try to sell yourself? Yeah, I mean, most people do. That's really what it is. Hey, I got an idea. I want to fix things. I got money from InBev. And marijuana, oh man, it kills brain cells. It'll make you stupid. It'll make you have, you know, if you smoke it when you're pregnant, you have microcephaly. I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's quite sad, but there you go. The result is a militarized police state running around, cops running around chasing your kids for possibly having a plant in their pocket. Meanwhile, in this country, interesting piece here kind of puts it in perspective about opioid use in America. It has killed 10 times as many Americans as all of the terror attacks in the last 20 years. Safety of the people and security of the nation should be a priority, should be priority number one for any leader who wishes to have a successful tenure in office, perhaps even multiple terms. And the president of the United States is no exception to the model. Anyway, we'll spend countless billions of dollars, trillions of dollars in aggregate. And that's not stopping. The internet, non-interventionalist, and nationalist president idea has kind of gone out the window. That whole I'm a globalist nationalist thing. We talked a lot about that before Donald Trump. We were ahead of the curve here on Blacklisted Radio. Said, you know, to be a nationalist, you really do have to be a globalist. If you're looking out for farmers in this country, you know, you're either going to have to figure out some way to subsidize and bring those jobs back through a government, you know, shovel-ready program where you're going to pay people somehow or subsidize U.S. companies to bring that industry back. Sometimes it's really bad. The fishing industry in the 1980s, big fishing. We're trying to bring fishing back and making fishing great in America and subsidizing huge commercial operations that couldn't have happened otherwise has devastated the biological ecology of especially the Texas Gulf Coast, throughout really the U.S., and there's plenty of places globally. I mean, big fishing has taken its toll. Good thing? The oceans heal themselves. They can. And, well, we don't actually know a lot about it. We know a lot more about planets far, far, light years away. We don't know what the hell is under the ocean. I always found that to be just, you know, so odd. How close are we to the ocean? Pretty close. I was just there. How hard would it be to go? How hard would it be to go? I don't know, 15 miles down, 20 miles down, 30 miles down. You'd think at some point we would spend the same amount of money. But going underwater probably doesn't have the same kind of military applications as satellites and, you know, directed energy weapons, energy drivers, kinetic weapons. We're running out of bombs, if you haven't heard. General Mathis said, because we're just bombing so many people, we don't have enough bombs. We don't have small, which, I mean, nothing the U.S. government is using or giving to our allies, wink, 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 is small. But the government needs more bombs. We're running out of them. So the military-industrial complex will be happy. Lockheed Martin and those that may be bidding to build more top-secret weapons for the government are going to be the biggest benefactors of all of this fear. The war on drugs, the war on everybody else, it ends up being the war on the American people. Because quite frankly, you know, the U.S. government can't control the world. They try. And sometimes we're influential, and if we're not the global leader in the world because we are armed to the teeth and we offer a product that's much better than other countries. The constitution of this country and even the legal system is as screwed up as the courts and everything may be. They are pretty good compared to a lot of countries. Press freedom in this nation, once again indexed last week at 42. So I guess there's a lot of places where people just don't care what the press is writing. That's why they probably don't go after and persecute the free media. Or maybe the free media just doesn't exist and nobody complains about it. I don't know how all these numbers come to be, but it's harder and harder and will be if some of these plans. Good thing, seeing how the gridlock of government works. Ninth Circuit Court has once again usurped Donald Trump. Donald Trump can't do anything. Can't do anything. That's the meme, right? 100 days in office, he's lame duck already. Can't do anything. Dead on arrival. Can't get the tax cut done. I thought the taxes were brilliant. One page. People laughed at him. Yeah, I was actually happy. I mean, if you're going to make a tax that's going to affect every person in this country, shouldn't every person in this country at least, you know, kind of be able to understand it? Maybe just a little bit? I don't know. Call me a crazy idealist. But I think that if you have to read books, okay, books upon books upon books that you can't afford, or now, I mean, you may have free access to, but time, I mean, it would take you to, you know, thousands of hours, not to mention the fact that you'd have to kind of be a, you know, it's all written in legal speak, so you'd have to, you know, understand the whole judiciary and legal system. to just pay your taxes. Now we have smart apps, things that, you know, TurboTax tells me I can. TurboTax tells me I can. Can I write it off? No. No. How about this? Yes. Or, well, if you do, you can, but that's high risk and the government may come after you type thing. That's always nice. Well, yeah, you don't have to pay that, but if you don't, they're going to come for you. They're going to come and kill you. They're going to take your stuff. Maybe your children. Like, that sounds nice and free and friendly. Anyway, so, you know, the media. Oh, my God. Can't believe it. This guy wants to cut corporate taxes. He wants to bring cash back to this country. Why do people not want to bring cash back to the country? It's pretty simple. It costs you 30%, one-third of whatever you have, wherever you have it, just to bring it back here. It's not even cheap to launder money. That's why it's, well, that's why the banksters love the city of London. We'll talk about it on the other side more with you. It's Blacklisted Radio.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And I say,
Blacklisted Radio. You know, we do throw a lot of stones at government and people in government and some of the systems that have been created. I was a huge Euroskeptic. I still am. Don't like power being taken away from people. It's like, you know, what we have today with sanctuary cities and even medical marijuana and recreational marijuana in this country, it's selective. The federal government still has a law that says that they can come and screw with you, but states say, hey, it's fine. People don't get the choice. There's been counties near Dallas that have voted, Dallas, Texas, that have voted against fracking in their area. State government says no. We have a new thing here in Texas where Austin has outlawed Uber because they didn't want to give them required background checks and fingerprinting. They didn't want to go through those some processes, and there's a lot there but to unpack. But the end result was that they threw Uber and Lyft out of Austin. Now Uber wants the state to say, hey, this is a state law. It behooves everybody, okay, because we don't want to have to deal with every Tom, Dick, and Harry county and legislation and city that wants to extort us and try to, you know, stifle our business. There's a, you know, I mean, there's a point there to be made. But if you haven't heard, Saudi Arabia has been put on this UN Women's Rights Council, which I just thought was, you know, pretty typical women. Let me see. I just lost it. There we go. Yeah. Women's Rights Commission. Now, of course, Saudi Arabia is a place where, I mean, it's pretty epic that Angela Merkel went over to Saudi Arabia just recently. I think she was just there. And she was allowed to go without a burqa. Now, of course, she's not over there talking about women's rights, and neither would Hillary Clinton. She wouldn't wear the burqa, and she would, you know, maybe say a little something just to her base or tweet, well, we have to talk about it. I wish she was here just for this one interaction. Anyway, we come to find out, according to Human Rights Watch, the electing of Saudi Arabia to protect women's rights is like making an arsonist into the town fire chief. They said, according to Noor, who is their spokesperson, the regime was elected to the commission after at least five EU member countries voted in favor of their membership in secret. To some, Saudi Arabia's presence of the commission is intended to encourage progress, however minor it may be. We're inviting them in so we can have a dialogue. We're going to have a talk. Maybe they can, I don't know, undo thousands of years of just racist, sexist ideology that the Saudis have. And if you're Saudi Arabian and you're really into the regime and you think it's cool to whip people because they deny your precious God, God forbid, and that women should, you know, let their husbands can beat them a little bit. They're too chatty. And then you're that guy. I'm the guy that thinks memberships inside of the UN Council voting secretly is the conspiracy. Anyway, I don't have a burqa on. You shouldn't wear one either unless you really want to. Shouldn't be forced to. You want to wear it? I'm all for it. A burkini? It's weird, but whatever. Guys, that's my time. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Please support us. Go to blacklistedradio.com and check us out. Support us. Get the exclusive content. The full podcast, commercial-free version of this show will be available shortly. So look forward to that, and I look forward to being back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.